We're learning the Sugya Misasek, and today we're going to have a shiur from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. At least we'll try to understand his perception of Misasek, both in Shabbos and in Kol Isurei Torah, both according to Tosus and according to Rashi. He identifies the Rambam with Rashi, as we'll soon see. The Rambam himself is here in Perek Aleph Mihilcha Shabbos, Halacha Ches, and the Rambam there in Perek Aleph Mihilcha Ches addresses the case of Meleches Machsheves, the concept of Meleches Machsheves, how it applies to Misasek. And amongst the cases that the Rambam brings is the case of Niskaven Lasos Dover Hamuter V'Osa Dover Acher. Kigon sheniskavin lachtoch satolush v'chotach es hamachubar eino chayev klum. And this language of the Rambam, as we'll soon see, indicates, according to the Rosh Hashiva, that this case of Rava, which is called niskavin lachtoch es hatolush v'chotach es hamachubar, is a case where he has two objects in front of him, and he's interested in cutting object A. He's under the impression that object A, in this case, that we'll call it a vegetable, is already detached, and instead he cuts object B. That wasn't his original plan, and object B turns out to be what? Mechubar. So he's over Meleches Ktsira B'shogeg, and the Rambam says he doesn't have to bring a carbon because this comes under the halacha of Misasek. And Rava establishes that Niskavin Lachtoch Es HaTolish V'Chotach Es HaMechubar is Potter Midin Carbon based on Misasek.
Where does he say that?
The Rambam in this whole halach is discussing the concept of Meleches Machsheves. And the Rambam says that in certain cases, you didn't exactly achieve what you wanted to achieve, and therefore, since Lo Niskaven LeMelacha, since he doesn't have Kavanah for that Melach, the Rambam says Lo Naseis Machshavto. And the Torah requires, with regard to Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves, which means Naseis Machshavto. So the Rambam gives a long list of situations, of scenarios in which lo naseis machshavto. Each one of these cases has to be taken as a separate paragraph, but we're focusing now on the case of tolish and mechubar. And if you notice, please, on the bottom right side of your first page, you'll see the words v'asa dover acher. So those are the three words that the Evan Ozel wants to call our attention to and emphasize, because the Evan Ozel wants to identify the Rambam with Shitas Rashi. What's Shitas Rashi? And Tosfos is going to disagree. In a number of different places in the Sugya of Misasek, where Rava's opinion appears, and this is in Masechta Shabbos, it's in Masechta Sanhedrin, it's in Masechta Shavuos, it's in Masechta Krisus, wherever the sheet of Rava appears, as far as Misasek is concerned, Rashi emphasizes that there were two items in front of him. We'll call them yurakos for our purposes. Okay, so you'll know, it's lav dafka, it doesn't have to be vegetables, but we're just giving that example. And it turns out that he thinks when he cuts this vegetable, called vegetable A, item A, that it's tolush. And then inadvertently he cuts yerek B, item B. And item B is what?
Mechubar.
Is mechubar. So he violates Meleches Ktsira. Of course, he's not intentional about it, so he would be chayev under normal circumstances a chiv karbon, a karbon chatos. But now, because of the halacha misasek, therefore he's potter from a karbon. Misasek comes along and tells me he's potter from a karbon. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says that the case of Rava is a case of mistaken identity. He didn't have a malach that moved his hand from one goof to another goof, from one yerek to another yerek. There was only one yerek on the table, according to Tosus. But he thought it was Tosh.
How does he know?
When you say he, do you mean the person who violated the Palacha? Do you mean Rashi? Do you mean Tosin? Do you mean the Rambam? Do you mean the Evan Ozel? Who is he? I don't know who invented pronouns. I wouldn't have invented pronouns. During these days of Asos Vechuba, the word he has a capital H, but that's not what you're referring to.
Yeah. No.
What do you mean, how does he know, Harvey?
Why does he say such a thing? That he
the Evan Ozel?
Yes.
Oh, the reason why he says so is because why did the Rambam add these three words? First, he talks about Niskavin Lasos Dover Amutar, correct? And he could have immediately dropped or omitted the next three words, just bracket them for a moment, and jump over to the next part of the Rambam. Kigon Sheniskavin Lachtokas Atolush. That would be exactly a case of Niskavin Lasos Dover Amutar. What compelled the Rambam, who's very stingy on ink, to add the three words, V'asa dover acher? Apparently he did something other than what he intended to do. And again, I don't want to give away all the secrets of today, but Meleches Machsheves means that he wanted to do the Malacha on this object, he ended up doing the Malacha on another object. That's how Rashi learns the sugya of Rava, of Misaseik. And therefore, the Rambam, according to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, added these three words, V'asa dover acher, to indicate that he started with one yerek, and that was he intended to cut that yerek. He thought that yerek was talush. And then at the end of the day, I call it the malach, right? That's that unknown variable here that moved his hand from one yerek to the other. And let's say a slip of the knife, we'll call it, and he cut a different yerek. That yerek happened to be mechubar, right? So he cut mechubar, which is meleches ktsira. And that's the scenario of misaseik, according to the Rambam. We should identify therefore the Rambam with shitas rash. Tosus, again, I just re-emphasize this. Tosus assumes that as long as he's mistaken about the identity, he thinks it's mutter, and it turns out to be a Dover Asur, that itself makes him into a Misasik, and he's potter from a carbon. Even if there were no two goofim here, there were no two objects in front of him, but he was mistaken about that one single object. And the question is, why does Tosus disagree with Rashi? It would seem that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosus is on a different issue, not the issue of what we call Meleches Machsheves, which is a unique Shabbos issue, but rather a universal issue that applies to Shari Surei Torah, which is called Misasek. And the Mishnah in Masechta Krisus that we saw on Daf Yutesom and Aleph, maybe we'll see it again if we have time, quotes Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has an extra pasuk in the parasha of Shkoga. It says Asher Techata Ba, Asher Chata Ba. And why did the Torah add the word Ba? And that's Prat Lemis Asik. On that, Rava makes his comment, Kigon, what's the case of Prat Lemis Asik? Niskavin Lachtoch Tolush V'chotach Mechubar. That would be a universal case of Misasek. When I say universal, keep in the back of your mind, and this is going to be the Prima Gadim in the Rosh Yosef that we started but we never finished, I don't know if we'll get to it today or another day, very important Prima Gadim, but the Prima Gadim points out that if he was Niskaven Lachtoch Es HaTolush V'Chotach Es HaMechubar, Tosus has a problem. Why does Rava use that case as an example of misasek that's derived from ba, meaning a universal misasek? After all, why not apply the principle of meleches machsheves? That was the main kasha of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim predates Rabbi Zalman Meltzer by about 100 years, and he was bothered by the question, why did Rava come up with this scenario of niskavin lachtoch satolish v'tolish v'chotach v'samachubar to answer the question of Ba Prat Lemisase Kigon. Why did he need that case? That case Lechora comes under, since it was done on Shabbos, under the Halach of Meleches Machshavos. And there are many different answers to this question. One answer could be maybe Rava doesn't have the Halach of Meleches Machshavos, but the Prima Gonim assumes that Meleches Machshavos is a well accepted principle. It appears all over the place, all over Masechta Shabbos. There's no reason to assume that Rava rejects it. So why did Rava feel compelled to darshan and derive a ptur karbon in the case of Niskavin Lachtov Satolush from the Pasuk Ba? Forget about the Pasuk Ba. I don't need the Pasuk Ba. Let's use the Pasuk Ba for something else. Rabbi Yeshua, for example, in the same Mishnah increases Daf Yud Tes, uses Ba to derive a whole different conclusion. Why not derive it from Meleches Machshavos? So Tosis gives the following answer. Tosis answers that he has only one Yerek in front of him. And if he has only one Yerek in front of him, that would not qualify as Misasek in Shabbos. Why not? Because if he has one Yerek in front of him and he actually cut that Yerek, he was interested in cutting this Yerek. Unbeknown to him, it was Mechuba. But he wanted to cut the Yerek, and he cut the Yerek.
And he fulfilled his wish.
He fulfilled his wish. So that's called Niskaima Machshavto. Those are the key words, Rabosai. I'm going to repeat those words till they're coming out of your ears. Because if we don't get that down, we don't know anything about Misasek. So, as far as Meleches Machshavos is concerned. So in Hilchas Shabbos, since, according to Tosis, once he indeed cut the one Yerek that he had in mind to cut, he cut it into pieces exactly the way he wanted to, that's called Niskaima Machshavto. That could not possibly be a ptur of Meleches Machshavos, because Meleches Machshavos by definition means lo Niskaima Machshavto, which means he wanted to cut this and he cut that. But if he wanted to cut, so then we have another halacha. And that's the halacha of Misasek B'chol HaTorah Kula. That's derived from which pasuk? Ba. And that tells me that if he was mistaken about the identity of the object, then he's patur midin Misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula. Correct? So let's say, for example, he has an animal in front of him and he thinks, he's convinced it's a behemas chulin. He went and he shechted outside of the Azara. Lo and behold, it turned out to be a behemas kodshim, and that's a chiyuv kareis of shkutei chutz. He's not chayav a karbon. Why not? Because ba limu'utei misasek. He was mistaken about the identity of this animal. He thought it was a behemas chulin, and it turned out to be a behemas hegdesh. That is the parallel to that case in Hilchas Shabbos, which again could not be derived as a ptur of Meleches Machshavos, is when he has one Yerek in front of him, he thinks mistakenly that it's Tolush, it turns out to be Mechubar. That is Niskaima Machshavto, therefore could not come under the category of what? Meleches Machshavos. It would have to come under the category of Ba Limute Misasek in Kol Toku. That's what Rav had in mind. And basically Tosis could not accept Rashi, because Rashi says that how many vegetables did he have in front of him?
Two.
Rashi says he had two. And if he had two vegetables, and as we said before, the Malach moved his hand from one to the other, that's already a ptur of Meleches Machshavos. Why then does Rava need that case as a derivative of Ba and a universal ptur of Misase? Dalmi hachi, typically midin Meleches Machshavos osu Torah, because lo niskaima machshavto. He had intended to cut up this vegetable, he cut up a different vegetable. According to Rashi, Rashi's not impressed with Tosis's kasha, because Rashi thinks that as far as the ptur of Meleches Machshavos is concerned, that's an entirely different halacha. Rashi holds that the chiddush of Meleches Machshavos is that even if you had a kavanas isur and you had intended from the get-go to cut down this te'en of this fig, knowing full well that it's mechubar, and at the end the malach moved your hand and you cut down a different te'en, that's the chiddush of Meleches Machshavos. So in the case where he had a kavanas heter, he thought that this particular yerek or te'en was tolush, and at the end of the day, Tokedeus askus, he cut down some other Yerek or another Te'eno which was Mechubar. That's the universal Ptur of Misasek that's derived from Ba. Rashi says the unique chiddush and the p'tur of misasik derived from Aleches Machsheves is in a case where he had a kavanas isur. And even though he had a kavanas isur, since he ended up with the wrong object and he cut the wrong object, that's not niskayim machshavto, and therefore he's potter midin Aleches Machsheves. So let's just summarize, and then we'll see where the Rama fits into this whole perspective. According to Tosfos, in the case of the universal p'tur of Aleches Machsheves, he has only one object in front of him. He's mistaken about the identity of the object, and therefore he thinks it's mutter. It turns out to be osur. That's a universal p'tur of Aleches Machsheves, of misasik, that's derived from the pasuk ba. The unique halacha of Aleches Machsheves in Shabbos is the case where he has two objects in front of him. He wants to achieve his goal, his malacha on object A, and he ends up with object B. The chiddush is that even though object A is also a malacha, but it doesn't matter, alone is kaim machshavto. And now when he cuts a different mechubar, he ends up with a different te'ena, he's chayav, I'm sorry, He had a machshavas isur, but yet he's potter. Why is he potter? Because lo niskayma machshavto. So the universal p'tur means even though it was niskayma machshavto, but he thought it was heter, and it turns out to be isur. The unique p'tur that's derived from Aleches Machsheves, that's limited to Shabbos, is where he had two objects. They were both asur. He had this mechuber and that mechuber. He ends up with the wrong te'ena. That's called lo niskayma machshavto. And despite the fact that he had a kavanas isur, nevertheless, he's potter midin misasik of Aleches Machsheves. That's shitas hatos. Shitas Rashi is that the universal p'tur of misasik that's derived from the pasuk ba is where he has two objects in front of him. And toch kidei was trying to do his malacha or his isur, his shchita, whatever it might be, on item A. He ended up with item B. He had a kavanas heter. So according to Rashi, there was a double toast. Number one, he had a toast about the identity of the object, thinking it was heter, and it turned out to be isur. Number two, he didn't even get the object that he wanted. Because Rashi understands that the fundamental, essential definition of misasig is where he didn't have kavana for this maisa. He had kavana for maisa on object A, and he ended up with object B. That's called misasik. The difference between Kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbos is that in Kol HaTorah Kula, he's potter from misasik because of a machshavas heter. In Shabbos, he'll be potter from misasik even if he had a kavanas isur because lo niskayma machshavto, he ended up with the wrong item. Again, even though, and this is what bothered Tosfos, in universal misasik, lo niskayma machshavto, according to Rashi, he had two vegetables and he ended up cutting up the wrong vegetable. So you might ask, well, that should come under the p'tur of Aleches Machsheves. Why do I need the p'tur of misasik if he ended up with the wrong item, the wrong yerek? The answer is because the special chiddush that's derived from Aleches Machsheves is going to be the case where he had a machshavas isur. Good? So that's Rashi and Tosfos. Why does the Evan Ozel identify the Rambam with Shitas Rashi? The answer is because he is medayik in the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam adds v'asa davar acher. Why did the Rambam have to tell v'asa davar acher? Apparently, he didn't do the mice the way he wanted to do the mice. There were two different yerakos, and he ended up cutting up the wrong yerek. That wasn't a part of the original plan, and that identifies the Rambam with Shitas Rashi. Yeah, but I just want to point out as we go along here, it's a little bit unfair. You know, the Evan Ozel, I think, is crossing some red lines here. Again, we'll have to analyze it inside. But what I mean to say is that the Rambam is analyzing the Ptur Misasek from the perspective of Aleches Machsheves. All the cases that the Rambam delineates here in Perek Aleph, Halacha, Ches, Tes, and Yud, all of them are potter because of Aleches Machsheves. And if there's a p'tur of Aleches Machsheves, it's got to be based on what? Everybody, lo. We have to sing it together. Lo niskayma machshavto. And if it's lo niskayma machshavto, by definition, you need two gufim. So that's why the Rambam says v'yosa dover acher. Enochinami, the Rambam might hold that in universal misasek, maybe Tosis is right. And one goof is enough. As long as he's mistaken about the identity, he had a machsheves heter, that might be enough to generate a p'tur in Kol HaTorah Kula. The unique p'tur of Shabbos is going to be where he had two objects in front of him, he ended up with the wrong object, that makes it a lonis kaivim achshavto. But the Eben Ozel is not going to accept that. And I'll tell you why. Because if you look at the Rambam carefully, he says, Niskaven lasos dover amutter v'osa dover acher. Now, if the Rambam is trying to generate a unique p'tur of meleches machsheves, in a case of shnei gufim, he shouldn't have added the word lasos dover amutter, because the chiddush of meleches machsheves of lonis kaim machshavtos is despite the fact that he had a kavana for isur. Why did the Rambam point out here, confusing us, that it was a case of tolush? So that's what we want to see in Ritz Hashem as we go along.
According to Tosfos, if it's Nitkavin Davar HaAsur, I mean, Nitkavin Davar HaAsur, two objects, so he'll disagree with Rashi, there's no p'tur for that?
No, that's going to be the unique p'tur of Lonis Kaim Machshavto of Meleches Machshevas. According to both Tosfos and Rashi, and that's the Sugi of Shmuel. Another Sugi that we have to ask is whether Rava accepts Shmuel. So let's assume for the time being that Rav accepts Shmuel.
Okay.
Right? That's the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is all based on, if pages and pages and pages of Prima Gadim, based on one premise. And that is that there was never a machlokus between Rava, and when I say Rava, I mean Rava and Abaye, and Shmuel. Rava was operating within the context of, and in order to address the question of Ba, Prat Limis Asik, which means the universal Misasik. Shmuel was operating in a different frame of reference. He wanted to justify the p'tur of Shabbos, namely Meleches Machshevas, with regard to Misasik. And one is Mashlim the other. It's a harmonious whole made up of two parts. So that both Rashi and Tosis now, if you hold like the Prima Gadim, can both accept the following premise, that Shmuel came to add a new category of Kavanas Isur. That's surely true according to Rashi. What Rashi is saying is that both in universal Misasik and in the unique Misasik of Shabbos, there are two Gufim, and in that sense, in both cases, it's Lo Miskai Machshavto. The special unique Chiddush of Meleches Machsheves is that even though he had a Machshavas Isur, he's still going to be part of the Torah's Misasik. Tosis, on the other hand, assumes that in the case of universal Misasik, derived from Bud, there's only one Guf. And therefore, the only Chiddush really between Niskayim Machshavto and Lo Niskayim Machshavto, meaning Niskayim Machshavto as a universal Ptur of Misasik and Lo Niskayim Machshavto as a unique Shabbos Halacha derived from Meleches Machsheves, is the question of Isur versus Heter. Whereas in universal one Chayfetz Niskayim Machshavto Ptur of Misasik, he had a Kavanas Heter, in the unique two chafats and two gufim p'tur of lonis kai machshavto of Shabbos, he had a machshavas isur. But it comes out that as far as Shmuel is concerned, again, we're not 100% convinced that Rav and Abai accepted Shmuel. That's the premise of the Prima Gadim. But as far as Shmuel is concerned, kuli amalo pligi niskavein lachtoch mechubar zeh. Instead of getting Teina A, he ended up with Teina B. They were both Mechuber, and he knows that they're both Mechuber. He had a Kavanas Isur. There's still a Ptur of Lonis Kaim Machshavto of Meleches Machshavto. That's Shmuel. Do you want to read it inside?
The Rambam passage is differently, though.
Correct. So that's the question, whether or not we can identify the Rambam with Rashi, because Rashi holds, as we'll soon see, that Rav and Abai never accepted Shmuel. But just to show you Shmuel, Shmuel appears in like four different places in Shas. I don't have enough room space here on the table to quote you all of them. The top Gemara on my page happens to be Croesus. I'll read it from Masechta Croesus, but it doesn't matter. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Hamisaseik B'Shabbos Potur Kigon Shenistkaven. Okay, this is the beginning of the sugya. Will you trust me on this? Just because I have a lot to cover today, and it's all the way in the bottom here. So if anybody wants to pull out the bottom one without losing the top ones,
according to the Prima Gadim,
can you do that again?
According to the Prima Gadim, who's the Rambam able to be so mechon? Because if Abaye and Rav agree with Rav, with Shmuel, that Miskavim the Iser is still left, it's a pure left from Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't pass on it. Who's he holding back?
according to Rashi, they don't hold, so he has can be a son of
correct. Rama. And so that's what the Prima Gadim is going to claim, that we should identify the Rama with Rashi Shita against Tosfos, that Abai and Rava never accepted Shmuel. Meaning, there is no such thing as a Ptur Karban for a person who, guess what? He had a Kavanas Isur. Why does he deserve a Ptur Karban? Okay, I have a lot to say about that, but I want to give it a little time and see. What I'm going to try to do here, Rabosai, I don't know, it's just an experiment of sorts. I'm hoping that you will follow inside. I can't read every word in the Evan Ozel. We'll be here till, till Mashiach Tzeit. Well, that might be very soon, but we'll be here for a long, long time. So what I'm going to try to do, if I can, and we'll see, it's an experiment, to summarize the paragraphs of Rabbi Zalman Meltzer as we go along, and hopefully to get the main points, maybe you'll be able to follow it inside. Okay, then. Now we're starting with the paragraph. Again, I have a little different spreadsheet, but hopefully it's the same as yours. B'Shabbos, Ayin Beis Amid Beis. You have that? Okay. So the Gemara in Shabbos presents a machlokes between Abaye v'Rava regarding Mesasek. Abaye holds that a case of misasek for a ptur karban would require that he doesn't have kavanas hamaisa. Is that clear? That's called in Abai's language niskavin lahagbia es hatolush, and lahagbia means he did not have kavanas chituch. So at the end he cut a vegetable. He never even intended to cut any vegetable whatsoever. He had no kavanas maisa chituch. That's Abaye's shita. Therefore, it comes out that according to Abaye, if he had kavanas chituch, and therefore he had kavanas maisa, he ended up with the wrong yerek. He's going to be chayav a karban.
Anyway,
yeah, that's not mesasek. Why? Because according to Abaye, and again, if I had the koyach, I'd write this on the blackboard. Because again, Rav Osai, my goal here is to do a good job on Misasik. We've been working on Misasik for a while, and I'm not giving it up. So anybody who's bored with Misasik, don't come to my shiur. Because to me, Misasik is something fundamental, both in Shabbos and Kotor, because I got to know what it's all about. So again, I just repeat. According to Abaye Shita, the basic nitty-gritty requirement of Misasik is the absence of Kavanas HaMaisa. Chisaron kavanas maisa, heeder kavanas maisa, and that's going to be the case of what? Niskaven. What's the next word?
Lagbia.
Excellent. So we got it. Lagbia. Comes along Rava, and Rava says no. He had kavanas maisa, but on the wrong goof. And if it's on the wrong goof, then it becomes mesasik. He went from a maisa on goof A, and inadvertently he did a maisa on goof B. That, according to Rava, even though it's the same maisa, but it's two chafatzim, that qualifies as misasik. Abai disagrees. Abai says no. If he had kavanas hamaisa, then he's out of the picture of misasik. Now we get Rashi. Rashi says that what's a case, according to Abaye, where he didn't have kavanas hamaisa? He wanted to lift a knife, and he had no intention of cutting anything. And he cut something. So he didn't have kavanas chituch, maisa chituch. That makes him into a misasek. However, Rava says, even though he had kavanas chituch, nevertheless, he's misasek, and Rashi says, as we said before, because of those two ta'uyot, the two mistakes that he made. Number one, he thought that he was cutting mechubar. I'm sorry, he thought he was cutting tolush. And number two, he thought he was cutting object A, yerek A, and he cut yerek B. Now, the simple understanding of Rashi is that Rava must be limited to a case where he was niskaven lachtoch es hatolush. That's the simple pshat. And I don't think we could fault Rashi for that at this point. Tosfos is going to fault Rashi because of another sugya in Masechta Krisus. But if all we have in front of us is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, then we come to the conclusion that Rashi is correct. The Petur of Misasek, in Rava's frame of reference, is when he was cutting in his mind Tolush. Because what does that give me? What does that give me, the fact that he was cutting Tolush in his mind? Kavanas? No, Tolush. His head. Kavanas head. Correct? Comes along Tosfos and he says, I don't understand. What are we going to do with Shmuel? Shmuel in Masechta Krisus on Daf Yutes claims that you're potter from his asek even if you had a kavanas isur. So how then could Rashi tell me that Rava is limited to a case of kavanas heter? So therefore, Shmuel says niskavin lil kotena zuvelike tena achers. He knew that both were mechubaros, and nevertheless, Shmuel says he's potter midin misasek. And why is he potter midin misasek? What's the yisoda yisodos here? The p'tur misasek. In this case, where he had a kavanas isur, it's a unique Shabbos halachim aleches machshavas, as we call it, niskayim machshavta. But here it was lo niskayim machshavta. I don't care about the fact that he had kavanas isur. So Tosfos says, how then can you limit Rava to a case of two chafatzim, which means in two chafatzim, right, there are two yirakos according to Rashi in front of his nose. He therefore comes on the which p'tur, Rabosai? Lonis kaimim achshavto, and then tell me that he had to have a kavanas heter. After all, Shmuel says that if he has two chafatzim in front of him, he's potter not midin ba and the prat lemisasik, but midin meleches machsheves. He's potter even with a machsheves isur because lonis kaimim achshavto. So Rashi can't have both at the same time. Again, that's assuming that Abai Rav accept Shmuel. Again, the Prima Gaonim make a big deal that who says, according to Rashi, Abai Rav accepted Shmuel. Shmuel's in Masechta Krisus. Abai Rav are in Masechta Shabbos. Now, the truth is that Tosfos is not excited about this whole thing because Meleches Machsheves is a universal principle in Masechta Shabbos all over the place. Right, I think in the past we've mentioned at least five or six sugyas in Masechta Shabbos, which are Pturei Shabbos based on Meleches Machsheves. Whether you talk about, again, just very quickly, let's not get into it, but Melach Shein Tzricha L'Guf according to Reb Shimon, Mekalkel, Pachos Mikishir according to the Rashbam, the absence of Meleches Umnus according to Rashi and Masechta Beitza. What else did I leave out? Dovashena Miskaven, according to the Aruch. We have many, many Pturim that are unique to Shabbos, all derived from Meleches Machsheves. Are we meant to rip those all out, according to Abai Rava? Did Abai Rava not know of Shmuel? And here's where the Prima Gaonim, again, I don't want to go through the Prima Gaonim now, because I think the Evan Hazel is more important to us, but he's going to claim that surely Abai Rav accepted Meleches Machsheves. They didn't accept Shmuel's interpretation of Meleches Machsheves. To say that he doesn't have a Machsheva in order to be Machayev him when he has a Machsheves, Meleches Ktsira, with all the deliberate intentions to violate Meleches Shabbos, and just because he doesn't have the right to Eina, therefore it's not Meleches Machsheves. So the Prima Gaonim is going to get into a whole thesis about two different definitions of Meleches Machsheves. And that's going to be the subject of a major machlokus. At this point, in the Shitas HaTosfos, Tosfos is not aware of any question about Meleches Machsheves and how to define it. He assumes that Shmuel was a well-accepted principle, and therefore, if that be the case, then how could Rashi tell me that Rav and Abaye, who are not even talking about Shabbos, they're talking about Kol HaTarkula, Ba, They're addressing a case where he had two chafatzim. If he had two chafatzim, then by definition he'd be potter in Shabbos because of what? Meleches Machsheves, that's called lo niskayim machshavto. And even if he had a Machsheves Isur. So why does Rashi tell me, according to Rava, it's dafka because he thought it was Talush? Lachain Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was so upset with this that he came to the conclusion that Rava is talking about a case where he had one Yerek against Rashi. And if Rabbeinu Tam is arguing with the Zeda, and he holds that there was one Yerek, then we have what? Everybody, if there's one Yerek, Niskaima Machshavto. If it's Niskaima Machshavto, then there's no Ptur of Moleches Machshavis. That's why Rava needs the Ptur of Ba. Comes along Shmuel and he says, but if there were two Chafotzim, two Gufim, that's called Lo Niskaima Machshavto, that's called a Misasik in Shabbos, and therefore, even though he had a kavanas isur, he's nevertheless going to be potter from a carbon under the law of Melechus Makshavus, because alone is kaim makshavto. That's a unique p'tur of Misasik and Shabbos. And Rav and Abaye are addressing one kind of Misasik, one category, and Shmuel is addressing a different category of Misasik. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So it comes out now in the next paragraph that according to everything we've said over here, and again, this is Lekuli Alma, whether it's by Rava or Shmuel, Tosfos, meaning Rabbeinu Tam, has two dinim of Misasik. There's a universal din of Misasik, which applies even if Niskayim Machshavto, namely has one Yerek in front of him. He's mistaken about the identity of that Yerek. He thinks it's Mutter, and yet it's Asur. That's going to be a universal Ptur of Meleches, of Ba Limute Mesasik. That means, let's say he has in front of him Shuman and Chalef, and he thinks that he's going to eat the Shuman, and then he mistakenly eats the Chalef. In such a case, again, barring the barrier called Shekei Mene, right, leaving, bracketing that, that would be, from Tosis's perspective, a case, what did I say? There were two. There are two in front of him, so that would be Lo Niskayim Machshavto. That would be a Ptur of Meleches Machshavos. But let's say, this is what I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry. What happens if he has one piece of meat in front of him? He thinks it is Shuman, and it turns out to be Chalev. Would he be Chayv a Karbon or not? Again, leaving out Shekei Mene. He would be potter from a carbon under the universal halacha of Ba, because he's mistaken about the identity. He thinks he's eating heter, and it turns out to be Isur. What happens if he has two pieces of chalev? He wants the one chalev, and he ends up eating the other chalev. Then he would be chayav a carbon. Why? Because here there's no ptur of lo niskayim machshav to meleches machshaves. This is kol haTorah kula, and therefore it wouldn't apply to other Isur. Now the Evan Ozel asks the following kasha. Ulefi zeh kasha, he wants to know, when Shmuel says that misasik b'chalovim v'arayos chayav shekeinene, meaning in universal terms of shari surei Torah other than Shabbos, misasik will be chayav because of shekeinene, he says the following. In other words, according to Shmuel, forget about Shekein Nene. Shmuel, why is Shmuel compelled to apply the principle of Shekein Nene to explain and justify why he's chayav a karbon in the case of misasik v'chalovim? According to Shmuel, since Shmuel is operating within the framework of what? Of Meleches Machsheves, which is a unique case where he ended up with the wrong object, but let's say he's mistaken about the identity. Just one second. So again, according to Shmuel, since just one second. asking what's the case of Mamzer. Sorry, I lost it for a second. Kosher, I'm going to read it inside. But me the Omer Shmuel is asking b'chalov arayis chayv shekei nene. And therefore, what's the case where he has two chafotzim? Lefite v'em lo shaychi klala dodi. Umesasik the potter b'shabes so eno midin. Malachim's going to the universities and mistaken about the identity. So again, in Shabbos, what's the case where he has two te'edim, he ends up with the wrong te'eno, and he's potemidim, misasek, and he wants to tell me that in Kol HaTorakula, in Torakula, he should be potter, but the answer is he's not potter because of Shekein Nene. So the Eved Ozel is asking, why does Shmuel need the ptur, need to be machayev him because of what? Shekein Nene. This is a unique case where Lonis Kaim Machshavto. Again, now I have it. Sorry for the delay. According to Shmuel, there's a unique ptur of Meleches Machshavis in the case of Lonis Kaim Machshavto. And what about in the case of Chelev? If it was a case of Lonis Kaim Machshavto, he ended up with the wrong piece of Chelev. That would in no way generate a chiyuv. That would in no way generate a ptur of misasek in Kol Torkula. The fact that he ended up with the wrong piece, that's only a meleches machsheves ptur. It has no implication to shari surei Torah. So in the case of chelev, he ended up with the wrong piece of chelev. Clearly, there's no ptur of misasek. Why? Because the ptur of misasek, when you end up with the wrong object, is because of lonis kai machshavta. That has no application to chelev. Why then does Shmuel need this principle of shekein nene? Does everybody have that kasha? Again, I'll repeat it one more time. Why does Shmuel tell us that in Shabbos you're going to be potur, and in Kol Torakula in chelev you'll be chay? In Shabbos you're going to be potur because of meleches machshavas. In Shari Surei Torah you're going to be chayav because of Shekein Nene. Forget about Shekein Nene. Shmuel didn't have to come on to Shekein Nene. Meaning, if Rava and Abaye, who are discussing the universal Ptur derived from Ba of Misasik, if they want to come up with Shekein Nene and differentiate between, let's say, Chelev on the one hand and Shechitas Behemas Kodshim Achutz on the other hand, it would make sense to apply the principle of Shekein Nene. But Shmuel is addressing a whole different set of circumstances. He's not talking about mistaken in the identity of the object. He's talking about he gets the wrong object. If he gets the wrong object, it's lo niskai machshavta. Why would Shmuel have even a havamina to apply that to Chelev? Chelev doesn't have that lo niskai machshavta ptur, and therefore there's no din of misasek in the case where he ended up with the wrong piece. And why does Shmuel therefore need shekein nene? And in the next paragraph he says, Kfar hikshu kenatosis bisanhedrin. And if you fast forward for a minute to line 4, he says, Lomale lishmul time of the ptur misasik bishabas mishum meleches machsheves tepukle mi ba. So Tosis in Mesechta Sanhedrin explains why Shmuel needs the ptur of lonis kaima machshavto. And Tosis offers two answers. We're going to now skip to his second answer, which is on the flip side of your page. You see the paragraph Uma Shetirtzu Od. If we have a chance, we'll go back to the first Teretz of Tosis. He says, the Misasek de Potar Hakosuv mi ba Hainu, you know, universal Misasek, Hainu could go Sheniskavim Lachtoch Esatolush Vinimtza Shehu Mechubar. So Ribosei, so how many gufim do we have here? One guf, correct? Misasking Torah to Shmuel Echus Hashem's Hainu B'chotach Mechubar Acher. So how many gufim do we have? Two gufim. So now we have two different halachas. And Tosis is Kasha, namely, why did Shmuel need the Ptur of Melechus Machshavs? He could have derived it from the universal Ptur of Ba. And the Eben Ozel is assuming that there's no svar of Shekein Nene to be Machayev him in Shabbos. Whereas if you happen to remember, the Prima Gona vacillates on that point. But be that as it may, Tosis gives the answer that Shmuel needs two halachas. He needs ba, and he needs meleches machsheves. When does he need meleches machsheves? And the answer is when he has two gufim, and he ends up with the wrong mechubar. Then we need the p'tur of meleches machsheves. When do we need the p'tur of ba? When he has one goof, and he's mistaken about the identity of that goof, he thinks it's heter and it turns out to be isur. That's a case of niskay machshavto. The mesasek of Shabbos would not apply, and therefore we need the mesasek of kol haTorah kulo. And then he writes akati tzarech biur. Let's see if we can figure this one out. This I had trouble with. Akati tzarech biur. I thought everything was fitting into place. He says the al kopanim bechotach mechubar acher lo yotza midin mesasek v'lomalan time in the meleches machsheves. Dashmul Ivan Misasek, the Chayev Bachalovin Varayas, who said Potu Mishum, but. Now Shmuel says that in case of Chalov Varayas, which is Shari Surei Torah, we should apply the principle of Ba, and that's the universal Ptur of Misasek, which would apply to Chalov Varayas, if not for the fact that it's Shekei Nene. So now, the Evan also wants to understand if he ended up with the wrong piece, correct? He ended up. So then that's Misasik and Kol Torah Kulo. So why did Shmuel, in that case where he ended up with the wrong piece, have to invoke the principle of Shekein Nena, meaning otherwise it would be the same as Meleches Machsheves, and the Ptur of Misasik of Shabbos would apply here because he ended up with the wrong piece? That's not really so, because it's not enough to say that he ended up with the wrong piece. That's a p'tur in Shabbos. In Kol haTorah Kulo, you have to say that he was mistaken about the identity, thought it was Heter, and it turned out to be Isur. So therefore, if it's a case of Chatach Mechubar Acher, if that's going to be your classical case of Misasik and Kol haTorah Kulo, forget about Mechubar Acher. The whole element of Mechubar Acher becomes totally irrelevant. All I have to know is that he thought it was Shuman, it turned out to be Chalef. So forget about Acher, you don't need another goof. And then it makes no sense that Shmuel should say in the case of two goofim, the tour of Misasek of Meleches Machsheves should have applied in Chalef, but it doesn't apply to Paterim up because of Shekein Nene. Forget about Shekein Nene. If it's a case that parallels the case of Misasik and Shabbos, it means he had two different goofim, then in Kol haTorah Kulo he would not be part of the Torah's Misasik, because despite the fact that Lo Niskay Machshavto, he's still not considered Misasik if he only had one chafetz in front of him. And therefore the next paragraph he says Al Kol Ponim L'das HaTosus Nimtza Dabai V'Rav Lo Pligi HaShmuel. Tosus Shita is there's no machlokas between Abai, Rav, and Shmuel. Abai and Rav are talking about a case where there's one object, Guf Echad. And if there's Guf Echad, it's Niskay Machshavto, and there's no Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. Shmuel is talking about a case where the mistake was in the object, both objects were Mechubar, and therefore he had a Kavanas Isur. Comes along Shmuel, and he patters me din Meleches Machsheves. Then he points out the afa baye the sover the niskavin lachtos atosh v'chotis mechubar chayev haynu benimtza shu mechubar the nasis machshavto. Now it's according to shitas atosvis nasis. Again, I don't understand exactly what he means here. The Evan also by nasis machshavto. Where in abaye do we have? I understand there's one goof, but did he intend to cut down a goof? I mean, the way Rashi understood it, maybe Tosfos disagrees, his kavanah was just to lift up a knife.
No, so this kavanah lachtov is a tosh. She's not talking about that. She's talking about this kavanah
lachtov. This kavanah lachtov is a tolush v'chotach es ha-mechubar chayev haynu benimtza shu mechubar dinaseis machshavto. And if it doesn't come under the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves, Elo what, it could come under the p'tur of universal Misasik, but since he had Kavanah Lachtov Satolush, therefore Abaye holds that that's enough to take him out of the category of Misasik. Avolim Chotach Mechubar Acher, Af Sheniskavim Lachtov Chesam Mechubar potter the lo nases machshavta. He means on Shabbos, Abaye would agree that Shmuel is correct. You know, what the Eben Ezer wants to point out over here is that not only does Rav accept Shmuel, but even Abaye accepts Shmuel. Meaning, though, even though Abaye is by far more machmir in Misasik and Kol Tor Kula, nevertheless he can accept the very great Kula of Misasik and Shabbos, even in the case we had Kavanas Isur, but he ended up with the wrong Mechubar, and therefore it was lo nases machshavto. If it's lo nases machshavto, even Abai would agree that in Shabbos we have a p'tur of lo nases machshavto. However, this is all true according to Tosfos. Now we get back to Rashi Shita. Rashi is of the opinion that Abai v'Rava argue with Shmuel. V'lo patre mishum misasek ela b'miskaven l'chaticha de tera. There's no such thing as a misasek with a machshavas or kavanas isur. Those two are mutually exclusive. You cannot have both misasek and kavanas isur at the same time. And that's true not only in Kol Tor Kula, that's Pshita, but even in Shabbos. Vinira. And now the Eben also wants to be medayik from the Rambam's language that the Rambam also identifies with Shitas Rashi. De Posak de Niskavin lahadlik ezu vehidlik ezu or niskavin lalaketein ezu velikatein acheres chayov uposak de lokishmuel. So that now the Eben Ezer has another raya. You know, we were medayikin from the lashon of Dover Acher. He's medayikin from the fact that if he had two neros and he ended up being madlik the wrong ner, he had two teenos, or teenim, I should say, and he ended up with the wrong teeno, he's chayov. And that's against Shmuel. Now, how could the Rambam paskin against Shmuel? Does anybody argue with Shmuel that we could paskin against Shmuel? And the answer is, we hold like Rashi. The Rambam holds like Rashi. Hainu, that Abai v'Rava argue with Shmuel. And if you take a look at Rashi in Krisus, Dafayin Beis, Afil Rabbi Yeshua, he says explicitly, the Abai v'Rava lo patre v'misasek ela v'miskavin leheta. Abai v'Rava have a very fundamental, essential principle, one of the tenets of the faith, that there's no such thing as misasik with a kavanas isur. It's got to be a kavanas heter. Kigon lachtoch es hatolish, where he thought it was tolish. Then it could be misasik. Shmuel comes up with a new halach in Shabbos that even though he had a kavanas isur, he still put from a karban midin misasik. The Rambam paskins like Abai v'Rava against Shmuel, and all this makes sense according to Rashi. Now, Rabos, I have to ask you the following question before we read the big bomb chiddush of Rabbi Zalman in Dibra Maskel V'Nira. Let's just make sure we're all on the same page here. According to Rashi, what would be in a case where he had kavana to cut a yerek? He thought it was tolsh, and there's only one yerek in front of him. And it turned out that this Yerek, by mistaken identity, was Mechubar. What would be the din, according to Rashi? Again, he has Kavanas Heter, so that's okay. But what other toes does Rashi require in order to set up a Ptur of Misasek? Remember we said that he needs two Gufim. Comes along with Mr. Zalman, and he has a Chiddush. He wants to say that with regard to Shabbos, even Rashi would agree that if he only had one Yerek, he mistakenly identified it as Tolish, it turned out to be Mechubar, he would be potter from a Karpa. Imagine, he only makes one mistake. He only errs in terms of the identity of the object. There are no two Gufim. Rashi here made a big deal, and he repeats himself four times in Shas, that we need two Gufim. Says the Eben Ezer, that's only as far as Shari Suri Torah is concerned. But Rashi would agree that in Shabbos, even if there's only one goof, he would be potter midin meleches machshavas. Now, when you advocate in favor of a unique p'tur meleches machshavas in Shabbos, you're talking about lo niskai machshavto. Here, there's only one goof. He's mistaken about the identity of the goof. Okay, that's what I would call a mamutu. That should be a shogig. Why is he potter from a karban b'toras misase Now he's going to drop a bomb, and this is against everything that we've been saying until now. We've been defining Rashi that the Yesoda Yesodos and the Shoresh of Misasik is the fact that he ended up with the wrong object. According to Abai, he ended up with the wrong Maisa, but at least according to Rava, with the wrong object. Comes along Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, he says, no, Rashi would accept that there's a broader scope definition of Misasik that would even include a case where he had only one goof. How so? Says Rabbi Zalman Nira Pasha, the Afla Rashi didn't scavin lachtok satol shchotse mechubar, myri bechotach mechubar. Acher, even though Rashi says that there were two different vegetables in front of him, and he ended up cutting up the wrong vegetable, mikomakom mode, nevertheless Rashi would be mode, the gavin is kavein lachto tolsh v'nitzishu mechuba, there's only one yerek in front of him, potur. Why? And now he says a chiddush. Tohal abaye de poter v'lagbias atolush vadai potur af benimtza shehu mechubar v'chotcho. Again, his intention was to lift a tolush. And he never had kavanas what? Maisa. Comes along Rabbi Zalman and says, you know what? What is Rava saying? What is Abai saying over here? We thought Abai was simply saying the following. He did not have kavanas maisa. And therefore Abai says he qualifies as a misasik. No. That's not the pshat on Abai. But rather, the alone is kavin klal, I'm going to add a word here, limaleches ktsira. Rashi would agree, and there's no question about it, that he is a misasek if he didn't have in mind maleches ktsira. And according to the chiddush here of Rabbi Zalman, if he had one Yerek in front of him, and he was mistaken about what? About that Yerek, thinking it was Tolush, and it turned out to be Mechubar, then B'chai Gavza, he didn't have Kavana Limeleches Ktsira. Now again, he had Kavana for a Maisa Chituch, but that Chituch, in the case of Tolush, is not called Ktsira. There was somebody here who said this far many weeks ago, but I didn't pay any attention to it. Meaning, when you're talking about Kol HaTorah Kula and you're defining Averos, then define the Maisa Avera. And Chituch equals Chituch equals Chituch. It's all one Maisa Avera. And therefore, Abai gets very nervous, objecting to Rav, and he says, well, he had Kavanas Maisa Avera. Again, he didn't know about the identity of the object. He thought it was Mutter, but it turned out to be awesome. But at least he had Kavanas Maisa. Says the Eved Ozel, but in Shabbos, there's a whole different definition. What you categorize is not Maisim, but rather what? Malacha. So you're with me, Rabosa. So that when we can talk about two different Katsiros, and yet they are fundamentally different than each other. They both are Maisa Chiduch, correct? Maisa Chiduch they are, but they're not Maisa Katsira. Katsira means when you detach something that's growing in the ground. Again, he only has one yerek in front of him. He wants to chop up this yerek, so he has kavanas chituch, and therefore you and I would have said, well, if he should be chayav a karban. Why? Because he's an omer mutter. He's a classical shogeg. You can't say lon is kaima machshavto. He only has one yerek. And Abai would be screaming from the sidelines, and he had kavana for chiduch, for the maisa. And the answer is mishum desover de bitolush lo havi chaticha. Again, it's chaticha. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you would define it as chaticha, but in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not kavanas chaticha. I would have put the word ktsira in. Yeah, v'hainu de ptura de misasek. Havi mishum delonis kavi lemalacha. Interesting. He's redefining misasek in Shabbos. It's not that you need kavanas maisa, and kavanas maisa means that you have a Meleches Machsheves and there's no Ptur of Misasik. No, you need Kavanas Melacha. And therefore, this becomes Misasik Da Tera. So therefore, Hu Adin Ben Iskavin Lachtok Satolish Veninzeshu Mechubar would be what? Would be a case where he didn't have Kavanas Meleches Ktsira, although he had Kavanas Maisa Chituch. Is Rashi could agree that in this case it's considered that he didn't have Kavanas HaMaisa, and even though he has only one Yerek in front of him, he would be potter from a Karba Midin Misasik. Vodakos of Rashi, the Labaivra Pligia, the Shmuel, the Chain, the Ram Posilok Shmuel. Hainu Mishum Dev Gemara Bekrisis Sham Amrinon. The Rav Mishkakas Levin is coming. Lachtov Satolu Shalabayin is coming. Like Bia Muchach Lehedge the Dafka B'Kai Gavna Potu. Of Lachtov Mechuber Zev Chod Mechuber Acher Chayov. So basically, he gives some sort of a technical answer as to why the Gemara insists that we're talking about a case of Niskavin Lachtov Satolush and the way Rashi interprets it. Chotach Yerek Acher. So that's necessary for a technical reason in order to contrast Abai Varova with Shmuel, because Shmuel wants to say that even if he had a Kavanas Issa, but there were two Yerokos and Lonis Kai Mashavti's Potter, but really fundamentally, Rashi would agree that there is a Ptur Misasek in the case where he only had one Yerek in front of him. He mistakenly thought that he was cutting Tolush. And if he was cutting Tolush, he wasn't involved at all. He had no kavana for Meleches Ktsira. And therefore, that's called Misasik. Lefimash Kasavnu, just give me one more minute. Just I want to see if I have it right. Lefimash Kasav Rashi, Diena Machalik Bein Misasik, Diasher Chota Ba, Pratla Misasik, Ubein Misasik, De Shmuel, De Miftar Midin, Meleches Machshev. So according to Rashi, it turns out that Shmuel is not adding anything, because we never accepted Shmuel's definition of Meleches Machsheves, of the Ptur of Misasek in a case where he had Kavanas Isur. So we, by definition, we need Kavanas Heter. And Shmuel is talking about two Gufim. If it's two Gufim, then we don't activate the principle of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves with regard to Misasek, according to Rashi, becomes irrelevant. Visover de Rabbi Eliezer, and we said before the Mishnah records Rabbi Eliezer that he derives the Ptur Misasik from Ba, is less lehod de Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. So it means that this whole stream of thought, you know, when we start with Rabbi Eliezer and we go on to Abai Varava, and Rashi insists that Abai Varava disagree with Shmuel. And if they reject Shmuel based on Rabbi Eliezer, they only have one din of Misasik, namely the din that's derived from Ba. And that means that even though he has two Gufim, nevertheless, he would not be potter in Shabbos under the unique halacha of Meleches Machsheves, because according to Rashi, he has to have a Kavanas Heter. Once he has a Kavanas Heter, then that undermines Shmuel, so we don't need Meleches Machsheves. And what does that mean? Does that mean that this whole this Rabbi Eliezer and Abai and Rav, they never accepted Meleches Machsheves? He says Lididan. I'm not sure exactly what he means by Lididan. Maybe he means that all of Masechet Shabbos, the Islay Meleches Machsheves, we've always adopted Meleches Machsheves, is lo mimatinan le miba, then we don't need the Ptur of Ba. So follow what's going on here. According to Rashi, the Ptur of Ba is a case where he has two Gufim. If he has two Gufim, then at least according to Shmuel, you don't need a Ptur of Ba because you have the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, there's no need for the Miut of Ba. Is it possible, therefore, that Lididan, according to us, Rashi would agree that we don't have the Drush of Ba? And the Evanosa wants to take that possibility very seriously, and he says, "Ela ba, what are we going to do with the extra pasuk ba? Now that we have Meleches Machsheves, so we're talking about two gufim, darshina liodelo eza chet chata." And this is Rabbi Yoshua. So it comes out that Lididan, if we accept Meleches Machsheves, then we don't need Ba, and we have to accept the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua. You remember that Rabbi Yeshua darshan from Ba, Achi Vadalo Ezechet Chata, right? He ate Chelev or Nosar, and he doesn't know what he ate, so therefore he's parted from a Karban. And by the way, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, as we'll soon see, paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, so that's good, because then we don't really need the Halach of Ba. So if we're talking about two chafatzim with a Machsheves Heter, then that's going to be derived from Meleches Machsheves. We don't need Ba, and therefore the Rambam is going to be compelled to use Ba for the Halacha of Rabbi Yeshua, Achi Vada B'Ezachet Chata. The Rashi Goras Sham, I'm not sure what he means by Sham, I assume he means increases. Tell me if you think I'm right. B'Sugya El Misasek De Shabbos Nimtzel Lefi Zeh De Shmuel De Islay Min Eskamin Lemchu Rezeh V'chad Demchu Rach V'pot V'Shabbos Im Kein Shapir Motzi Lefushe Misasek V'chalov V'ayis G'god Chelev V'shumon Lefonov. So according to Shmuel, that we're applying the principle of Misasek B'Shabbos to Kol HaTorah Kula, it means in a case where the two chafotzim, Elonis Kaiv Machshavto, that works out according to Shmuel, Aval Abai V'Rav D'Savri D'Nis Kavein L'Mechubar Zeh V'Chotach Mechubar Acher. In other words, if he had two chafotzim according to Abai V'Rav Gam B'Shabbos Chayov, there's no p'tur if he had a kavonas Isur, he had a kavonas Isur, and Cain Lo Motzi Lukmi V'Chalom V'Arayis Kigon Chelev V'Shumon Lefonov, the Bechai Gavna, Afilu B'Shabbos Chayav. Why? The after is Kavin, Lachtok Satol Shchotas Mechuber Sover Rava Depot. I mean, come Lo Domi Lechele V'Shuman. Ah, that's all because he didn't have a Kavana for Meleches Ktsira, because he was operating with the assumption that this is Tolosh, so he never had a Kavana from Leches Ktsira.
So what Machshav Avisar do you have with Yashum and Mechel and Fah?
They don't know Kavana. No, what he's saying is that according to Abai and Rava, they have only, according to Rashi, they only have the Ptur of Ba, and the Ptur of Ba happens to be when he has two chafotzim. Now what happens in the case where he has only one chafetz? Then according to Rashi, there's no p'tur of Ba, right? Because you need that extra toes of Shnei Gufim. Now let's take the case where he has two Gufim. And now in Shabbos that would be Tolush and Mechubar. In Kol HaTorah Kula that would be Chelev and Shuman. So if you remember, according to Rabbi Zalman, even if he has two chafotzim, so he's applying this even to Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't understand why right now, but let's see. He's applying the following yardstick. He's saying that he's going to Abai V'Rav, correct? He said Nimtza Lefisa the Shmuel. Let's go back to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the Islay Niskavim Mechubers of God was part of B'Shabbos King Shapir Motzi Lefrushe. So the fact that he has two chafotzim itself makes it into Misasik. So therefore, for sure, Chelev Shuman is what is going to be pot. Correct? Is going to be pot. Now, when we get to Abai V'Rava, it's not enough to have two chafotzim. We also need the absence of kavanas hamaisa. Correct? And here's where Abai argued with Rava, and Abai said, well, if he had kavana for chituch, then he had kavanas hamaisa, so therefore he cannot be misase. Comes along Rava, and he says, no, even though he had kavanas chituch, he didn't have kavanas hamaisa. Now, in the case of Chalav Varais, what's the maisa that we're dealing with? Achila, correct? Yeah. Oh, so if you're dealing with Achila, then whether or not it's Chelev or Shuman, he's still like Kavanas HaMaisa. So if we're assuming that the reason why Shnei Chafotzim makes you into a Misasek is because if there's Shnei Chafotzim, he didn't have Kavanas HaMaisa, so Bishleim and Shabbos, I know exactly what that scenario is. He was this Kavin Lach Tochas HaTolish, so he didn't have Kavanas Maisa. Why didn't he have Kavanas Maisa? Because to cut up something that's Tolish is called what? Is not called Ktsir at all. So he never had Kavanas Ktsir. Now in the parallel case of Chelev, you're going to have a case where he didn't have Kavanas Achila. So let's say he has Chelev and Shuman in front of him, then he didn't have Kavanas Achila, he had kavanas achila mimanafshach. Whether he eats chelev or he eats shuman, it's not like the case of tolish and mechubar in chituch, because only in the case of mechubar can chituch be elevated to the status of ktsira. Mashain came in the case of tolush, it's only chituch, but it's not ktsira. So you could say that tolish and mechubar means the absence of kavanas ha-maisa, in this case maisa meleches ktsira. But you don't have a parallel in Chelev and Shuman, because in both cases, whether it's Chelev or Shuman, he had Kavanas Maisa Achila. And therefore, says Rabbi Zalman, the only case that would be parallel to Shabbos, Lo Domi LeChelev is Shuman LeFanov, right? Ella, if you skip down to the last line, in the case of Achila Shuman Havi Achila, okay, you can, all you have is Kavanas Hetev, that's not enough to make you into Misasik, you also need an absence of Kavanas HaMaisa. And therefore the case that you're going to happen here, I don't see it right in front of my eyes this second, but you'll find it, is a case where he swallowed something that was in his mouth, he thought it was Shuman, it turned out to be Chelev. In such a case, he didn't even have Kavanas Achila. He thought he was just swallowing his saliva, if you will. I don't remember the Rashi over there. You want to take a look in the Rashi? It's here on Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, you have to pick up a few Masechtas there. That's the Shabbos?
Yeah.
Oh, you put it on top. Take a look on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Doesn't he have the case there of Blia? It's about three in the Gemara itself. It's about four lines down from the top. What's up? Is it there or?
So
take a look at Rashi. Rashi says the lone is kavin lachila. Can you find that Rashi? Just I don't have time to look for it, but you'll find it. There's a long Rashi that's about line 7 or 8 or 9. No. Not that Rashi. The big Rashi. Yeah. Yeah. Move your finger down a little bit. You see, he says Lonis Kavin Lachila. You'll find those three. Anyway, you'll find it. So again, let's just review what he's saying over here. The Evena Ozel, right? Lav Achila or something like that. No, it's way down. It's much further down. You didn't have it, so maybe it's not there.
It's not.
Okay. So wait a second. Maybe it's. Where is it then? Do I have shvus here? Hold this for a second. I'll look for shvus.
Is it the guy who's mouth without my Rashi?
Correct. That's what Rashi says. The lo avi achila. I thought it was there in Shabbos. Dude. Hey, give me the Shabbos one more time. Either that or it's in, maybe in Sanhedrin, but I think it's in Shabbos. Yeah, lo ichavim lachila. I found it even without looking.
Lo
iskavim lachila. Okay, add the top.
That makes it a non-maisa chila if it's lo iskavim lachila.
Well, no, again, we're talking about misasik now, right? So misasik means, the way the Evan Ozel understands Rashi, is lo iskavim lamaisa. What's lo iskavim lamaisa in the case of Shabbos? When he thinks it's tolush, and it turns out to be mechuba. Why is that considered lo iskavim lamaisa? Because the maisa is not a maisa chitur, but rather a maisa ktsira, and he didn't have kavana for ktsira.
Rashi holds that the kvati the Shabbos is nitkavin lahagbia ve'al tavia dechet.
Good. So that's the chiddush of Rava, that Rava holds even if he had kavana. Rashi is explaining Abai, but even if he had, according to Rava, even if he had kavana for chituch, but nevertheless he didn't have kavana for ktsira. So the equation of here's the analogy of Abai and Rava. What Abai says about hagba, Rava says about chituch. Abai thinks that if you don't have kavanas maisa, that makes you to misasik, you have to have a case of miskaven like bia. Rava says no, even miskaven lachtoch would be considered lo miskaven lemaisa. Why? Says Rav Issa Zalman, because he didn't have kavana for ktsira. And in Hilchas Shabbos, that's how we define the maisa. It's a maisa ktsira. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, for example, in Chalavim, we have a maisa chila, then the parallel of niskaven lechol es hashuman v'ochal es hachelev, even according to Rava, would not qualify as misasi because he had kavanas maisa. And again, the precondition of misasik is, according to Rav Issa Zalman in Rashi, where he didn't have kavanas maisa. So the only case where misasik would apply in chalavim would have to be in the case of blia. In the case of blia, he never had kavanas achila. That's how Rashi explains the case of blia. And in that case, he's considered misasik.
Rabbi, so if I understand correctly, I want to make sure I understand this correctly. So he's not saying that it's a matter of machsheves iser versus machsheves heter, because is that correct? It's not a concept of iser versus heter. It's really a concept.
No, in other words, iser versus heter is a requirement, but it's not sufficient.
No, well, the nafka mina would be what happens in a case where he had a kavanas iser on the talush, not the iser of ktsira.
A different malacha?
Let's say he wants to cover it up really, really, really.
Then he would be chayav. He would be chayav a korban chatos for that malacha. He'd be part of a torus misasig for malachas ktsira.
Even though he didn't do that malacha, meaning he had.
Oh, he did a malacha. He didn't do.
He had a kavanah. I thought you saying on the malacha of talush, a malachas iser not ktsira. He had a ktsitsa, let's just say he wanted tchina. He wanted
he didn't violate that malach.
He ended up cutting the mechubar. So he had a kavanas iser on both cases.
Right, but we want to be machayev from a carbon from aleches ktsira. He didn't have a kavanas ktsira. That makes him into misas.
So that's still misas. Correct. Even though he had a kavanas iser.
Correct. Because again, we want to know if he's chayev from aleches ktsira.
Right. That's why I say it's not a matter of a kavanas iser versus a kavanas mutter. It's a this malacha versus not this malacha.
Right. Right. But again, in the case of ktsira, you have to keep in mind that he thought it was tolish. If he thought it was tolish, then we have two conclusions. Number one, he had a kavanas heter as far as melechas ktsira is concerned. Number two, he didn't even have kavanas ktsira because he thought it was tolish. Now, if you fast forward, and with this we'll have to end it here, to his paragraph Vehine, he writes that according to Rashi, if we accept Rabbi Eliezer, then we only have the p'tur of Ba, which is the universal p'tur of Misasek. And that's where Abai and Rava belong, because Abai and Rava themselves, according to Rashi, never accepted Shmuel, never accepted activating the p'tur of Lonis Kar Mashavto of Meleches Machshev. So Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, he used the word Ba for and therefore he doesn't have Ba for the universal Misasik. He's left with one category of Misasik, and that's the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. The Chain Lididan, according to us, that we accept the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, and therefore we don't want to say that Abai Verava rejected Meleches Machsheves. It's Gamla Abai Verava Hai Ptur de Misasik Mishum Meleches Machsheves. This Rashi increases on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. Dibra Maskil Afil the Afagav the Abay Vrovel Opatre b'Misasek Ela b'Miskamin leHeter Lachtov Asatolish of Miskamin leMechuber Lo Shmuel Afil Miskamin leIser Potur Videnokta Shas leMilse Meleches Machsheves Asvator Mashba She is Kamin Bo Utmiya. So if Abai Verov accepted Meleches Machsheves, but nevertheless they established a precondition, it has to be a Kavanas Heter, how did the Gemara know that simply because Shmuel was activating the principle of invoking the principle of Meleches Machsheves, that therefore Shmuel held that even with a kavanas isur, he's part of b'toras misaseik. How do we know such a thing? Rav and Abai also accepted the p'tur of Meleches Makshevas, but they limited it to a case of kavanas heter. How do we know that Shmuel went a step further and he applied this even to a case of kavanas isur? Mikom kamrinin the chayv misaseik li isur. Even though Abai and Rav accepted the p'tur of Meleches Makshevas, nevertheless, if he had kavanas isur, kigon bin iskavin lachtoch mechuber, that he's chayev, and there is no p'tur of Meleches Makshevas. Val kochet tzorch lom, the kavanas Rashi, the came in the Shmuel stoma omar, misasik b'shabes potu, he didn't qualify himself. My time of Meleches Makshevas osu Torah, is amrina and keva, the sosam tvorov, is boy Meleches Makshevas legamre, sheyechavin li osa milocha. And liosa milocha here means, very fascinating, that he has to have that chayfetz in mind. If he didn't have that chayfetz in mind, right, again, he had in mind Meleches Katsira, but not Meleches Katsira of this Te'ena, but of another Te'ena. That's already a different Melacha. So it comes out that the Machlokas between Abai Rav and Shmuel, according to the Evan Ozel, if we assume that Abai Rav also accepted Meleches Makshevas, is that where Abai Rav assume that Meleches Makshevas means you have to have a Kavana for the Melacha, it doesn't matter on which Chayfetz, but for the Melacha, Shmuel was Machadish, that all you have to have for a Meleches Makshevas, I'm sorry, that it's not enough, I should say, it's not sufficient for Meleches Makshevas to have Kavana for the Melacha, but you have to have Kavana for the Melacha on the Chayfetz. The Melacha is not defined in abstract terms by 39 Melachas. Each Melacha breaks down into a million different Melachas, a zillion different Melachas. Meaning, depending upon what Chayfetz you do the Melacha on, that defines the Melacha. So if you had Kavana one Te'ena, that's a Meleches Makshevas for the Meleches Katsira on that Te'ena. There's no Meleches Makshevas for the Katsira on a different Te'ena, whereas Abai Rava held that all you need is a generic Meleches Makshevas for Meleches Katsira, and once you add a general Kavana, it doesn't matter whether you cut this Mechuvah or that Mechuvah, that's already considered Meleches Makshevas. So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who darshins the Pasuk Ba Prat Lemis Asek, then he doesn't have the p'tur of Meleches Machshavis, but we accept the p'tur of Meleches Machshavis. It's all over Hilchas Shabbos, and therefore we have to assume that Meleches Machshavis would apply in Shabbos, even according to Abai Verova, but in a case where he had Kavana for one Mechubar instead of the other Mechubar, then he had Kavanas Meleches Machshavis for Meleches Katsira. It doesn't matter whether he had Meleches Katsira on this Te'ena or on that Te'ena. Shmuel requires a Meleches Makshevas on each individual Te'ena. So I'm going to have to let you go now because I see how late it is. So everybody should prepare themselves for Mincha. And of course, HaMelech HaKadosh. I'm going to take another 5 minutes because I have to finish up this paragraph Omnom. I guess I won't be able to finish that paragraph. No, let me just, if you don't mind, because you know, he says, "Kol zed nichal epirish Rashi v'Rambam avol b'Tosfos sovrim d'Abai v'Rav lo pligi Shmuel." So that means that according to Tosfos, Abai v'Rav accepted the definition of Shmuel, that if he didn't have kavana for the malach on this te'ena, then it's lacking in Meleches Makshevas. So when do we need the universal ba prat lemis asek? He says, "V'nimtza shehu mechubar is hasam lekel mifta mishum Meleches Makshevas." Abai v'Rav of the opinion that if he wanted to cut off tolush, and it turned out to be mechubar, since he has niskayim machshavto, therefore there's no p'tur Meleches Makshevas, I need ba for a case where he's mistaken in the identity of the object, and even though it's niskayim machshavto, there's a universal p'tur of ba. Shmuel wants to tell me that even if he had kavanas isur, nevertheless he's part of midin misasik in Shabbos because of the unuk halacha of lo niskayim machshavtom. Ushmuel may have been iskavi lemechubar zevachat mechubar dehasam part of mishum Meleches Mashma dehasam lo avi patrina mi ba prat lemisasik mishum dal kol part of kivein limalacha asura. So in other words, he had a kavana for a malacha. That's enough to undermine the universal patur of ba of misas, because he had kavana for malacha. El aptu rak mishum malachas masheves. Nafkemina b'shari surim kigon b'shkute chutz the chayav ba. Well, Devrem, according to Tosfos, Tzorech Iyun, my Tamrina Bisugyan, that increases Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, Elo Misasik to Shabbos LaRova Mishkachas La, right Tolush, and he cut Mechubachin, who poshed that Tosfos Lo Goris, Kamo Goris Rashi. In other words, the Sugya, the way we have the Girsa, which is Rashi's Girsa, seems to assume that the same identical Ptur of Misasik should apply both in Shabbos and Kol Tarku. That's not true. According to Tosfos, the answer is that Tosfos didn't have that Girsa of Rashi. Tosfos had a different Girsa. Rashi's Girsa of Misasik the Shabbos, Hechem Mishkachas Lo, which means it's the same exact case. It's the same exact Misasik. Right? But what was the Girsa of Tosfos? Tosfos had the Girsa that we have. The E Misasik the Shabbos part of my time, Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah, the Ayu Pircha, the Lomalon Kra, the Ba. Prat le misasek al zeh mishani le rav mishkachas le v'hainu le misasek tabai v'ro le patrina mishu meleches machsheves u'tzrich le mi'uto de ba prat le misasek gir sezu mevur le hedja besugya de ika tre dini de misasek. So the Gemara is justifying why we need both the patur misasek derived from ba in a case where there was niskaima machshavto, and we need a unique patur of misasek in Shabbos when it was niskaima machshavto. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Did you want to ask me something? Yeah. I'm sorry, I just
according,
wanted to I apologize.
No problem. So basically it says that since Shmuel didn't qualify it, then we can assume the worst. So what would be in a more extreme case? Well, let's say a guy wants to cut a blue flower because it's going to be good for his table, and he's a little kanabich, a little colorblind.
Right, so that's
pink,
the sugya.
It's a pink flower.
That's a sugya. What defines the min? The Gemara says that it has to be a shinui min. And the Gemara declares in Masechta Krisus whether or not the color itself defines the min. So the Gemara says, for example, there's te'enim shchoros and te'enim levanos. And then the Gemara wants to know, is that enough to define te'enim as two min?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that the Gemara itself takes up.
Because if you're saying that it has to do with meleches machshavos, then you can say that lo nekaima machshavto.
Correct. It could very well be that we can go to that.
And
that
you can extreme. Say if you thought it had four petals and it had five petals. I mean, you can.
Right. Ain't the dover so.
Ain't the dover so. That's why to say that because he didn't qualify it, to say X is.